All right, welcome to another round of food testing results here at CWC Labs, foodforensics.com. I'm Mike Adams, the lab science director here at CWC Labs, and we went out to fast food restaurants, 9 of them in this case, and we got ice water from all these restaurants in order to test how clean is their ice water. So we have Dairy Queen, Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic, and Subway, which actually serves ices. So we got a little icy cup here, but that's actually from Subway. And we'll share with you some of the results that we found. These were all tested via ICP-MS, which is a heavy metals or elemental quantitation instrument. It can test for lead, mercury, aluminum, magnesium, strontium, all the elements, well, nearly all the elements. And the results we found were quite interesting. We were especially concerned about Dairy Queen because that ice water had visible discoloration. It was kind of dirty looking inside this cup, kind of murky, a little bit swampy, but we didn't find anything dangerous in terms of what was in the cup, but we did find the highest levels of one element that, if high enough, could be toxic at higher levels. Although the levels in the Dairy Queen water were not yet at alarming levels, they were sort of trending in that direction. I'll talk about that. The bottom line summary is we found no lead, no mercury, and no arsenic in any of these, no cadmium in any of these, but we did find copper. Now, copper can come from, of course, copper pipes, and that's probably where it's coming from in these samples. And what I've written on the cards here is the copper levels, their concentrations, that we found. And I'll go through those in a second. But first, one disclaimer. This is only a snapshot at the restaurants that we visited near Austin, Texas. Surely, it's easy to recognize that results may vary at other particular locations of these, you know, these franchise operators. Many of them are independently owned and operated. So just because we found one result at one Dairy Queen, let's say, that doesn't indicate anything about the other thousands of Dairy Queens nationwide. They might be cleaner or perhaps dirtier than what we found near Austin, Texas. So this is just a little tiny snapshot, just kind of a taste of what might be out there in fast food restaurants. Absolutely do not apply this to all the restaurants that these companies might represent. You're not going to get the same results from city to city either because their water supply is different. So just keep that in mind. But here's what we found. The numbers on these cards show copper. So copper was the only contaminant of concern that we really encountered in these tests. Now, none of these levels exceed the EPA limits for copper in drinking water, which is 1.3 parts per million or 1,300 parts per billion, which is the same as essentially 1,300 nanograms per milliliter. But we'll just use parts per billion for simplicity's sake here. So what we found, the cleanest was Taco Bell at 11 parts per billion of copper. At that level and most of these levels, personally, I have zero concern about that. That's not an alarming level of copper by any means whatsoever. In fact, there's copper in multivitamins and mineral supplements. And you might say, well, why? Why is there copper in there? Well, copper is a nutritive trace mineral. But like a lot of minerals, it has a very narrow window of efficacy. In other words, a little bit of copper is necessary for human health, but too much copper can become toxic. In fact, excess exposure to copper, typically over a long period of time, can cause schizophrenia and mental health disorders. For example, people who live near copper mines in places like Arizona in particular, I know there's a copper mining town there, they have very high rates of mental health disorders around that town because of very long-standing, high concentration copper pollution and exposure through the water supply. And that's why the EPA has set limits of 1,300 parts per billion in the water supply. It's not healthy to drink copper every day in those quantities. But my concern with some of these higher levels like Dairy Queen is what happens if you're taking a daily multivitamin mineral supplement? For most adults, you would get what's called 100% of the USRDA requirement of copper, which I believe is 4 milligrams per day. 4 milligrams is already probably more copper than most people need. And if you add to that these levels, like 351 parts per billion from Dairy Queen, you might get into excessive exposure to copper, especially if you're doing that on a daily basis or a routine basis. So that's my concern here, is that these levels of copper could be added to other vectors of copper exposure that might already be present in your home water or a water supply for your town, you know, your city, what have you. You could get copper through nutritional sources such as dietary supplements and so on. This is why personally I don't take copper as a supplement. I don't think you need excess copper. So I actually avoid it, and I encourage people to avoid multivitamins that contain excess copper. Trace amount is fine, but you don't want too much copper. It can be toxic. But let's get to the results here. So Taco Bell, 11 parts per billion. That was the cleanest that we found. Sonic, 11 parts per billion. Also, 206 parts per million of magnesium, which is a beneficial macronutrient. No problem with that. I just made a note here because that was the highest level of magnesium that we saw in all of these samples. It probably means that Sonic in this case is using well water. Otherwise, where would all that magnesium be coming from? The Subway Icy Cup had 16 parts per billion. And notably, this test showed the lowest concentration of all other elements across the board. In other words, the Subway water was what we would call the cleanest water in all of these samples tested. It had low magnesium, it had zero lead, it had zero mercury, it was low in everything, which is really what you want, because pure water should have no elements in it whatsoever. Pure, clean, distilled water, everything should be zero. Zero copper, zero selenium, zero zinc, everything should be zero. All right, Burger King, 34 parts per billion. Again, not a concern. Whataburger, 65 parts per billion. McDonald's, 112. Jack in the Box, 120 parts per billion. KFC, 231. And Dairy Queen, which was the swampy water in this case, 351 parts per billion. So it probably indicates that this local Dairy Queen, which again may not represent anything about the Dairy Queen wherever you live, they probably have a copper problem in their water that they need to address. Now, again, this level does not exceed EPA limits, so I wouldn't consider it dangerous, but I would call it concerning. If you drink 351 parts per billion of copper in your water every day, let's say you're some kind of a Dairy Queen fan and you're eating a Dairy Queen every day, I pity you, but if you did that and drank their water every day, you might exceed the recommended daily limits for copper exposure, and that could over time become a concern. Also, their water was just murky looking, and I think generally it's a bad idea to drink kind of water from a fast food restaurant that looks murky. Just generally speaking, probably shouldn't drink that. You know, bring your own water or get something different. In any case, this is just a snapshot again. This is just, here are the vials that we use for testing. So you can see kind of how we prep. This is a very easy sample prep. We just pour the water into these vials, and then we put it in an acid matrix and run it through the ICP-MS and do some dilution calculations to get the final numbers. This is a very easy science right here. This is straightforward stuff. Much easier than testing for glyphosate or some of the other things that we do here. Bottom line, none of these are considered dangerous. None of them would cause you a problem if you consume them every once in a while. But if you want a cleaner restaurant, you know, believe it or not, in our experience, Taco Bell, Sonic, and Subway had the cleaner samples, at least here near Austin, Texas. And that's something to keep in mind. And Subway in particular had the super clean water, which indicates to me that they're probably using some kind of a water filtration system. Otherwise, you wouldn't see such low elements across the board. So Subway may be doing better than all these other restaurants, at least here in this one, you know, franchise. Take it for what it's worth. I hope you find this interesting. We have a lot more science coming your way. You can see these videos at foodforensics.com. You can buy test kits to test your water or your foods or even your hair if you want for heavy metals. You can get those. We'll test them here at CWC Labs. You can buy those from healthrangerstore.com, and you can send us a sample. We'll test it for you on the same instrument that we use to test these. And we're also opening up glyphosate testing very soon to the public as well. You can check all that out at cwclabs.com or foodforensics.com. And thank you for watching. This is Mike Adams here, the Lab Science Director at CWC Labs. And the microphone here is just because we have a lot of background noise in this laboratory. So thank you for putting up with this crazy large microphone. Thanks for watching. Be safe. Take care. Almost no one tests their products for glyphosate, but we do at the Health Ranger store. We test for glyphosate for every incoming production lot and finished production batch of products, and we put those symbols right on our website so you know it's been glyphosate tested using an ISO-accredited in-house laboratory, triple quad mass spec instrumentation, sensitive down below one part per billion. We test and confirm that everything is safe and pure and authentic, so that you can trust our products to protect your health. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for healthy living and healthy home. Lab tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and much more. Check it all out at HealthRangerStore.com.